talking about lovely people, we're now joined by a columnist for The Times and author of The Good Right, Tim Montgomery. Good morning, Tim.
You'll ruin me, Kenneth.
Yes, mate. Yeah, I tell you what, my God.
Now, Tim, you've
congratulated by Kenneth is pretty bad news.
Well, you've come up with some really nice ideas. I mean, that's the thing. I look at the list of things you think the Tory party should be doing, like building more homes for rent and so on, and think this is very good. What you remind me of is Harold Macmillan, because back when I was growing up as a kid, the Tory leadership, I think, were generally concerned about ordinary people. They'd fought side by side with them in two world wars. They understood them. Isn't the problem here that Cameron and Osborne didn't meet working class people till they came across their servants at Oxford?
Whereas Harold Macmillan was much influenced by being the MP for Stockton in the 30s. Although I was going to say that, you know, that Harold Macmillan was an old Etonian who didn't believe in a lot. Well, that's what we've got one of those now. Why aren't they more the same, you know?
Do you think it's going to work, Tim?
You two don't need me in this conversation.
No, actually, we do, Tim. And so, permit, I will just put a bucket or something over Ken's head while I have a civilised and intelligent conversation with you. You were, of course, the editor of Conservative Home before you went off to the Times, etc. So, essentially, you used to run, and for all I know, still do, a website that caters for conservatives who would consider themselves to be thinking about perhaps the most fundamental issue that the Tories face, which is, are the Tories yesterday's party, and are they seen, I mean, this crude caricature of the nasty party, but, you know, if Mrs. Thatcher was around now, would people say, thank God a real leader is back, or what's that nasty blank doing here on this stage when we want, you know, an unprincipled softy like Dave, you know? Where do we get to on that?
Well, you know, it's 40 years ago. I think it was last week that Margaret Thatcher became Tory leader. You know, that's a long time ago. And I don't think if she was alive today and she was taking on the leadership of the Conservative Party, she wouldn't do what she did in 1979. She'd look at the circumstances of our times and she'd reinvent conservatism. She'd reform it. And I think too many conservatives are sort of locked in the past. She was so successful for the Conservatives. I think they're... think that her recipe, which was right for the 80s, is still right now. And frankly, Ken is right. You know, there was a conservatism before 1979, and Harold Macmillan's emphasis on house building was important. Rob Butler's commitment to education was important.
Tourism. Now, Ken is sulking. He's reading The Guardian. Come on, Ken. Come out of your sulk.
There's an article predicting another economic crisis.
It's not worthy of a man of your age.
Isn't the problem that effectively, I mean, that the Tory party now is almost like a political version of 50 Shades of Grey. It's just all about pain. It's been 5 years from which we're promised it'd all be turned round by now. And the average person looking sees all the super rich about that. The 1,000 richest people in Britain have had their assets doubled in the last 6 years. Ordinary people are still struggling.
And you've got a thing to deal with that, haven't you, Tim? Because one of your... that you suggest...
You said I was cutting Tim off.
Not cutting him off. I want him to talk.
But
I
also can't tell him what you're saying.
I want him to know that I've read all this stuff, and you say higher taxes on expensive properties and luxury goods, lower taxes on the low wage. This is your manifesto for a Tory party that's more in touch with the kind of voters who, for whatever reason, aren't voting Tory at the moment.
That's Tim Montgomery's mansion tax, is it?
Well, it sort of is. Well, let's hear from the man himself.
Are you sure? Are you too sure you want me to speak?
No, we do. You stimulate us, Tim. And we try and get you on. All too often you say no. We've been offended, so, you know.
Oh, you two poor hats, little boys. I think, you know, one of the things I think is that we do need a progressive luxury tax, you know, a tax on the people. I looked on Google when I was sort of preparing an article for the Times this week, and you could buy a crocodile handbag for £55,000, you know, beyond the comprehension of most people. And I think, you know, that sort of good, luxury good, could, you know, be taxed a little bit more. And I've been accused of being a wet pinko lefty for proposing this. But actually, the person who has most advocated a sort of progressive consumption tax is that socialist Bill Gates. You know, he thinks this is where tax needs to go. And I think the Conservatives need to stop thinking of themselves as defending everything that currently exists. There needs to be a reformation of conservatism. And Mrs. Thatcher would have reformed conservatism, and so must me, and so must we. And building more council houses, Ken and I might be able to agree on this. Mm. Again, if you build houses in certain parts of the southeast, and a lot of the green belt isn't very green, as we know, the value of that land goes up by up to 100 times. There's big profits that could be made by the state if we start building on this land in the years ahead. And if we're going to reduce the £25 billion annual housing benefit bill, we have to reduce rent and house prices. And so those Conservatives who think that building council houses is a sort of sign of big state intervention, well, the state's intervening at the moment by picking up the pieces through the housing benefit system.
Yeah, it's no different in principle. So, yeah, we got a bit of a problem on time. It's our fault for clowning around. We can't help ourselves. It's our age. But what we just to set this in context, the Tories once dubbed by the Home Secretary, of course, a statesman of such insight, the nasty party. There is a problem, isn't there? Because, I mean, Kenneth will disagree, so continue reading The Guardian, Kenneth, and don't allow yourself to be stimulated by this comment. The Tories have done...
I'm very upset he's reading the newspaper.
I know he is, but he can't help himself. This is not an invitation to you to join, definitely not to join this conversation. The Tories have done a lot to improve the economy and so on, and yet... what I find depressing is that Dave was elected to, as it were, detox the Tory brand, and yet Dave has toxed it, or something has happened to tox it more, because whatever the government does, the Tories are still bumping around on 32 or 33%. Yeah. And what you're proposing, perhaps a little too late maybe, but is an attempt to bounce the Tories out of that and make them the natural party for, you know, sensible, middle-of-the-road people, whatever their alleged class, to choose.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you're positive about it, David. And I should say, of course, 2 million extra jobs have been created under this coalition, you know, 85% of which are, you know, full-time, despite things that the left say. You know, incomes are rising again now. Gay marriage has been introduced. The aid budget, you know, has increased, helping the poorest people of the world. So it's not that Conservatives, you know, this Conservative-led government doesn't have a reasonable story.
So why aren't they getting the benefit from it politically? That seems to be the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, well, partly, I think, because we act as a party a bit like the party of accountants. You know, we always do. We're sort of like the efficiency party. We never really fight for the moral high ground. And this website, thegoodright.com, is partly my attempt to just sort of say, we have a good story to tell. It needs to be better. But let's start thinking about how we can use our beliefs, a belief in job creation, a belief in sound education, a belief in strong family, to actually end the fact that we haven't now won a general election outright since 1992. We used to be the most successful political party in the world, and we won't win the next general election outright, I don't think. We may still have the most seats, but we're not going to win it outright. And something needs to change if we, not just to win a general election again, but deserve to win a general election.
Well, I suspect the problem is this. It's what that thing you mentioned, which really shocked me, a £55,000 crocodile handbag. Mm. I mean, I used to have a pet crocodile. It cost me, in today's money, about £10. I mean, you're telling me I could have chopped its head off and made a fortune. I mean,
there we are, Kenneth. You're not an entrepreneur. That's your problem.
Well, they grow. I mean, you just buy them. They're about 8 inches long. They grow so quickly. Within 2 or 3 years.
Particularly, Ken used to feed them his kids. You know, so.
I wonder whether
they grew quite quickly.
Yeah, they eat everything.
But just finally, Tim, and I'm sorry, you'll probably never come on again. But look, do you believe that the Tories do now have not just a temporary problem, but a structural problem, that the Tory party cannot reach out to be the party of the nation like it used to be able to do?
I think it is struggling a bit at the moment. Nothing is forever in politics. I wonder whether the splintering we're seeing with the Greens, UKIP, SNP emerging, that might be a genie that's hard to put back in the bottle. But I think if there is a leader, and David Cameron might still be able to do this, I don't know, but if there is a leader...
Well, you do know, don't you? You're just being nice. You know he can't do it, don't you?
Well, I'm sceptical, but I
the truth is coming out, yeah.
if we have a leader absolutely committed to reaching out to people that Harold Macmillan and other